You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Good afternoon. The European Central Bank's second highest post looks set to go to the Spanish candidate. Portugal, Malta, Slovakia and Latvia have already said they intend to support Economy Minister Luis de Guindos over Irish Bank Central Bank Governor Philip Lane to be the next vice president of the ECB. Whilst Ireland says support for its candidate is building, none of the bloc's remaining governments signal their intention to vote for Mr. Lane. Countries decide on the matter at a Euro area finance ministers meeting on February the 19th in Brussels. Spanish prosecutors are asking for a 2-year prison sentence and a 6-year soccer ban for a group of players accused of match fixing in the Spanish League 7 years ago. Former Mexico coach Javier Aguirre is facing the same sentence if found guilty of the case involving clubs Levante and Zaragoza at the end of the 2010-11 season. Among the more than 30 players accused are Ander Herrera, now with Manchester United, Vicente Iborra of Leicester, Atletico Madrid captain Gabi Fernandez and River Plate captain Leonardo Ponzio. The 6-year ban from soccer will be valid outside of Spain as well. Prosecutors say there is evidence that Zaragoza paid €965,000 to Levante's players to lose a match. Zaragoza's 2-1 victory in the final round of the season allowed the team to avoid relegation. A lower court had shelved the case, but it was reopened last month after an appeal by prosecutors in Valencia, where the match was played. Police have arrested a schoolteacher for allegedly sexually harassing a student over 3 years. The alleged abuse started when the girl was just 12 years old, but she kept it a secret from her parents until recently. After investigations, the Guardia Civil arrested a man in Malaga who has since been detained in custody. When they raided his home, they found digital storage devices that included information related to the investigation. The telephone records of the girl showed that the teacher called her more than 3,000 times in a year. Police are also investigating to see if any other students were harassed by the teacher. And a carnival float has sparked controversy after a dozen children were dressed as baton-wielding Spanish riot police. The float was styled on the cruise ship that housed the National Police and Guardia Civil officers that were deployed to Catalonia during the illegal referendum last October. Around a dozen children dressed in riot gear and armed with batons were on board the float that also carried the independence flag in a Catalan town. An anti-independence group denounced the float as unbelievable, whilst others complained secessionists were using children for political purposes. Pro-independence Catalans have shrugged off the complaints, accusing critics of hypocrisy at a time when anti-secessionist parodies are proliferating elsewhere in Spain. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.